When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
What a Tuesday.
Key, you remember yesterday, it was a couple days ago when Jay was like, who should I root for? Should I root against you? Should I root for UNC? Because they beat it. You know what the funny thing is? You don't choose who you root for. It happens. There was no way you could have rooted for UNC. Doesn't matter what would have happened.
He was going to root for him because he was talking about it, the ACC conference, and then after talking to me for about 3 minutes, and he realized, yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
I'm saying,
you know,
once
your best friend that comes up to you and just slaps the hell out of you, and you're like, yeah, I need it.
But that, once the game starts, you have, like, my theory is once the game starts, you got no choice. You will start to root for whatever you root for. You can't choose that kind of thing. It just happens.
I got to tell you, the wife was sleeping last night. I was pacing. I mean, first half, I was sweating.
Yeah.
I was pacing. Those dudes were up 15. I was like, man, these dudes about to win this thing by 25. And then I just started to see that 31-10 run in the second half. And just this big smile came on my face. And I got to start off here. Let's just go right into hoops, man. How the hell does Hubert Davis not call a timeout down the stretch? I mean, a lot of my friends are North Carolina fans. And this is all I heard throughout the course of the regular season. They were ready to jump off the bridge when Caleb Love would take ill-advised shots. So I'm seeing it down the stretch, North Carolina down three. Caleb Love taking a jacked up three with 16 seconds left to go in the game. And you're like, yo, what are you doing? Why are you taking? I mean, part of me was like, yes, please take that shot. But basketball talk, what are you doing? Drive to the rim, get 2 points, foul, extend the game. I don't know why Hubert wouldn't call a timeout to draw up a right kind of play down the stretch. I don't understand that.
You know how it is. Jay in basketball, they got their own sets that they want to run without calling a timeout. Now, maybe you call a timeout, you draw up the play, but if you already went in with the idea or went in with the idea, whatever the signals are, whatever, they may have told him to take that shot.
It's a bad shot, though, man.
Bad shot selection, but they probably told him to take that shot, but it didn't fall.
But with 15 seconds left, Jay, your point is you're down three. Who knows how many more possessions are available in that game if you get to the rack and you foul as soon as, right? You know, like, you extend the game.
Well, my thing is, like, in the Duke game where he came off the screen, it was the right look. Mark Williams was playing at the free throw line. He took the shot that was available, but there was no set. It was like, 16 seconds left. You have to have a go-to. And teams practice this all the time. You practice, hey, end-of-game scenario.
Yeah,
where,
absolutely.
Like, we're playing a faster pace. Here's what we go into, quick action sets. For him to jack up a 50-foot three, you're like, yo, that's not the move. And then they got the rebound, and they still didn't call timeout. And in the game situations, that's where I go to Hubert. Hubert, still my national coach of the year, but technically being in that national championship game for the first time of his career, like, that takes adjustment to be able to have the poise to say, no, timeout, let's slow down.
Because when he was being interviewed, he showed
he was
talking. Ooh, he was
hyped. Talking.
They was up by, I don't know what it was, 9 or 8 or whatever it was. And he gave you something to talk about, for sure.
At the half, that's when I thought, oh, wait, UNC's got this. Not only are they up 15, but Hubert Davis is like, hey, that's a great team. We got to really – so I'm thinking, oh, okay, he's on it. Right, they're not going to – and just give Kansas credit, man.
Oh, hey, look, I lost a lot of money during the Duke game. So the first two semifinal matches, they hit the over, which in the dome, you're like, why are they – I can't believe the over is being hit right now. In the dome, you expect them not to shoot. Last night – bet the under, bought 2 points. It was 2.5. They covered. Oh, it was so good. It was the Holy Trinity. It was perfection for me.
It's great.
Perfection.
Jay Will, like, think about everything you did at Duke and you won the national title. Fast forward however many decades now, like 20.
I'm so immature. And I'm happy with it.
And they hit the over. And
Kansas has, what's next for Kansas? Now that Kansas has defeated UNC.
Arbitration. What?
What's next for them? Can they go back and do the same thing all over again next year? Can they recruit the same?
I mean, I look at it this way. Bill Self, when you look at the program, UCLA has 11 championships, right? I mean, look at, seriously, I wrote this stuff down because it's incredible. UCLA, 11. Kentucky, 8. UNC, 6. Duke, 5. We're still right there. They could have pulled away from us last night. IU, 5. And now KU has 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts KU in the upper echelon, and it gives Bill Self his second national championship, which now there are only two other active coaches besides him that have two, Jay Wright with Villanova and Rick Pitino at Iona.
So, and without Coach K, it's wide open. Who's the best coach in the game? And you've got two. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Speaking of Bill Self, here is the Kansas head coach after the game on Agbaji and where he ranks in KU history.
No, he's not in Kansas basketball history. I can't say that. I think Danny was pretty good, too, and he's second. He's the most accomplished player that we have had at our university since Danny. I mean, to think that 4 years, win a national championship, win the league, win the Big 12 tournament, NCAA tournament, to be a most outstanding player, we've never had anybody. We may have had some guys that had comparable years, but never had anybody cap it off like what he has other than D.
See, Max, here's the problem, Key. Like, I agree with what Bill Self just said, but the everyday person doesn't know who Ochi Agbaji is.
I don't.
It's crazy to me. And one of the most accomplished players in college basketball history for KU, won a championship.
Yeah.
But yet, if you were to ask a consensus of people who are just flying in, parachute fans on the tournament, they don't know who Agbaji is. And that's the problem with the product. Like, we're celebrating a champion, but a guy who is the best player on the floor – people don't have no recognition about
why did
he
is. I know? Why did I know Danny Manning, Paul Pierce, Jacques Vaughn?
Fewer one and dones back then.
This guy was around for 4 years.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the whole climate of college basketball was different. I think it was
but
more.
He's been here for four, though, Max.
Oh, for sure. But nowadays,
Paul and them was there for four too.
But
or
back,
at least three, I think.
I'm saying four back then. College basketball was more part of the mainstream to me than it is now because of what Jay is talking about, because you don't have as many examples of guys who have long college careers and then go on to be great pros, right? You got one and dones, or you got guys who stay a long time in college and they contribute on some team, but they're not great players.
It's like Kyrie Irving played, what, like 9-10 games for Duke, and we claim him so quick, but he barely played.
Yeah.
Well, like, he was supposed to play. He got hurt, though, right?
Yeah, he got hurt. He's still number one pick in the draft.
Think he can find his way around campus? You think, seriously?
I think he had somebody helping him find his way around campus.
Think about it. Because I'm sure he didn't stay on campus when he got hurt. He was like, oh, I'm checking. I'm going to turn him pro.
That's the way it is. You already are a pro, though.
Yeah.
Well, like, for certain dudes, yeah, well.
Don't incriminate your university, please.
No, that's both of our schools. Anyway, you already are a pro. But for a guy like that, that's a four-star that comes in, you would hope over time you would learn more about him. But that's the problem, man. Like, kids like that don't get marketed. But teams like that, those are the teams that win championships. The older teams. It's rare that we get the younger teams, one and dones, guys that are around for 1 or 2 years to win.
Yeah, you need the teams that win have 3 or 4 guys who this one's going to play overseas and be pretty good. These two are going to be on a roster, maybe one dude off the bench, maybe one guy may be a starter. That kind of level of guy is perfect because he's going to stick around and he can play.
Is Caleb Love going to be a starter in the NBA? No.
No.
That's what I'm saying. And he's the best. He's probably one of the best players on a team that had a legit chance to win a chip. Like, that's where we are in college.
Did you think
sports.
He was going to hit? Do you think we were going to overtime?
No.
I thought after the performance against Duke, I thought he's going to hit this and we're going to overtime.
My thought, exactly after the Duke game, I watched them. I was like, oh, you guys celebrated like you just won a chip after a Final Four game.
Well, Hubert Duke, though. You got to think, though.
I hear you, but emotionally.
Yeah, it took like, something out of him, you think?
It has to.
Hubert Davis was talking about that. I think it was at the half. I forgot when he brought this up.
I subscribe to that, though.
I'm with you, but
he didn't like
today.
It. He was like, all these people.
Hurts a little bit more for him.
All these people talking about how we're going to have an emotional letdown. I don't like that, but how can you not? If you beat Duke, you've won a championship of sorts, right? Now you got to go out and do that again. To me, there's a letdown.
It was up by 15 and a half, though.
But see, for some people,
that wasn't an emotional. How could that be? You're up by that amount
after being down by 7 to start the game.
Yeah, so it's not. Where did the emotions kick in? The second half, you start thinking about Duke.
I'm gonna give you one tidbit, though, Max. Yeah. For a lot of people in North Carolina, they don't even care today that they lost. All they care about is that they beat Duke the day before. That's all that matters to them. They ended Coach K's career, and for me, I have no retort off that. Can't say nothing.
By the way, I didn't think it was unlikely that the Chiefs would lose to the Bengals because they had just beaten the Bills in what felt like the Super Bowl.
Joe Burrow, come here, boy.
I didn't feel... listen, there are so many examples. That Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. So who replaces Coach K as the best coach in college basketball? 888-729-3776. Is it Bill Self? Jay Wright? Is there someone else? 888-SAY-ESPN. A trade in the NFL that tells us what one team thinks about their chances next season.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max. You guys see Justin Bieber's outfit? From
Yo, why are people... Key, they're messing with him, man. They put him in the 2004 NBA draft next to LeBron. LeBron and D-Wade, the 5X suits. What the hell was he wearing, man?
Hollywood, the Grammys, man. Everybody looking for attention, I guess.
That's bigger than any. I've never seen clothes that big on anyone in public.
Yeah, Jordan Clarkson, not Jordan Clarkson. I get all Jordan Clarkson. Not Jordan Clarkson, a dude from the Lakers that got traded. Kuz had on that sweater earlier in this year that I didn't understand that either. It looked like cat in the hat, or whatever you call it.
I'm just saying, what are you
trying? He's trying to get in a movie. They like, right? The movies where they stack the kids one on top of the other. Yes, I'm. I think
little
I put
rascals.
A mustache
yeah.
on. Little
yeah.
rascals.
Yeah.
Well, the little
like
rascals.
Using
but that's...
the little rascals when they go to get the loan at the bank, and they have to look like adults, so they all stack on top of each other and go in the one suit.
Wait, Key was JB wearing that outfit when you had your beef?
No, he was a lot younger.
A lot younger.
Was wearing kids or something.
Wearing kids clothes back then?
Yeah. He
Can you imagine seeing Key come up to your car at 6'5", 225 pounds? If you're little Justin Bieber, like, yo, if you don't slow your ass down.
Well, yeah, actually, you did him a favor, actually. The truth is, like, if he's driving like that, you did him a favor.
Probably. I mean, that's all good. It's all fine and dandy. That was years ago. He's grown up, I'm sure, by now, but not in his clothes. That's for sure. I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, I get it. Whatever fashion, whatever people want to call it, I don't get that part. But I also get that sometimes people just do stuff for attention. And you would think that millions of followers on social media, you know, you're one of the youngest top musicians, that he wouldn't be seeking attention. But as you know, Max and Jay, people seek attention. They will do anything for people to take a look at them.
You mean like trying to come back to the NFL at 48 years old?
Man, people,
what did I say that? Did I say that out loud, or was that
NFL.
More of a random thought?
No, he's
it's not the NFL?
No, it's the FCF or something like that.
But T.O., you're talking about T.O.? Yeah. T.O. never wanted to retire. He just couldn't get a job in the NFL.
But you're 48.
But it's not out of his system.
Man, that's a whole
but you're 48,
man.
Max.
That's a whole other conversation,
what? Let the man live his own life.
I'm letting him live his life. I want him to stay alive. That's the problem.
That's a whole other conversation, man. We don't have time to go into it.
We do. What are we doing? Key, can we stage your comeback? I think
you're coming back, Jay?
Not a chance.
Hey, man, with the way some of these dudes shooting, the money out there.
I don't even want to walk into a facility.
Well, I'm going to state right now, I will not come back.
Max.
I'm ending that speculation right now.
I wonder how much he paid for the suit. That's the real question, Justin.
They gave it to him.
If
evens out. It makes sense why this would happen. And so I can understand the perspective of both organizations.
These sorts of moves tell us a lot about how these teams perceive not only their current rosters, but also their timelines.
I think this is about the Saints trying to move up to get a quarterback this year and the Eagles positioning themselves to get a quarterback next year.
But the order of the first round has taken a major turn just moments ago.
Every time I hear the claps now with Will Smith, I just can't. I can't.
It was an omen. It was Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
You guys have no idea, right? No idea why we're playing this?
Why?
Philadelphia, man.
Yeah, Philly.
No.
Oh, well, hold on. Let's see. Great, let's see if they can get it.
I said Philly.
You really have no clue. Are you that not observant?
The men in black.
Oh, we got three black shirts on.
Adam. There you
I got
go.
A blue, I have a blue sweater
this?
On.
I mean, Key's got first it. Day back in Seaport. You guys playing the matching outfits?
No, Jay actually is wearing black, but it's really charcoal.
Yeah.
Mine is more black, and his is blue.
Navy.
Blue.
Yep.
Blue.
I am colorblind. It all looks
There's no way that that's navy blue.
This is
that's
navy,
navy blue. That's navy blue. That's
yeah,
navy
100%.
Blue. Aha, joke's on y'all.
Long. Where's the air horn now, Yates?
So it is black.
Not. And we don't have on glasses and black suits or anything. So,
there's a big trade in the NFL. But because I guess it's all draft picks and not names, right? It flies a little bit under the radar. But Saints and Eagles, Key, make heads or tails of this. Saints get 16 and 19 in the first round and a sixth rounder, okay? So, well, obviously 16 and 19 are in the first round. Yep. The Eagles get 18. Then they get a third rounder, 101 overall. Then a seventh rounder, okay? But then next year, they get a first rounder and a second rounder. So they basically, let me see. The Eagles get, they move back. No. They
trade. Well, the Eagles still have 15, 15 and 18.
They move back two slots.
Here, Max,
yeah, but they still have 15 and 18.
Right.
Yes.
So the Saints are at 16 and 19 in the first, mm-hmm. and they get a sixth rounder.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles are at 18 and 101 in the third round, 237 in the seventh round. In 2023, they pick up a first round pick. In 2024, they pick up a second round pick. So swapping spots. With the New Orleans Saints,
they're giving up two. Let's forget about anything after the fifth round. Okay, like forget about that for a second. The Saints get two firsts this year in exchange for a first and a second next year, and a third and a first and a third this year. So they turn a first rounder into a third rounder, but then next year they get a first and a second.
Quarterback heavy draft next year, right?
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. So it kind of shows, is that Jameis Winston a long term solution for them?
Yeah, not the Saints aren't looking at quarterback this year or next year. What they're doing is they're positioning themselves to make a run this year, given as I laid out very astutely.
You always speak with so much conviction.
Someone else say that.
You speak out with so much conviction when it comes to the Saints. I'm like, tell me something inside.
When you look at they're missing a tackle that went to the Dolphins in free agency, so they got to replace that. There's a slew of tackles in this year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, they need to get another receiver to go opposite of Mikey. Not only that, they want to build around some more defensive players. But bigger, the NFC is essentially for them, with Jameis Winston, who was 5-2 before he got injured, they want to make a strong run. There's only one team within their division, and that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who they basically – for all intents and purposes, own in a regular
mm-hmm.
season.
Yep.
So you start looking at that. Now you say to yourself, okay, we don't think much of Green Bay. We don't think much of Arizona. The Rams won. The Cowboys are and they start looking at it on the board, and they're saying to themselves, we can make a run at this thing, and we can do it right now.
What I like about this is if you're the Saints, you're getting something now, and if you're the Eagles, you're getting something later. The Saints are ready to make a run now, it seems to me, if they're all healthy, right?
They're not players.
Yeah. And the Eagles are not – they might be better than people expect, but it's not like they're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
They're a playoff team.
But next year, if things work out, they'll be much more ready, right? It makes sense.
But here's my question. Like, is there that much trust in Jameis Winston on how he's going to come back off that injury again?
Yeah. Yeah, ACLs is like broken fingers nowadays, man.
I know, but like, so the first, what, he played four games, five games?
Seven
before he got hurt? There was enough sample size there
to
say
that. Yeah, he was good to me.
Yeah, okay.
So I think he, without looking at it.
Because now Sean Payton's no longer there. Yeah. So like that's the quarterback door, right?
So he's no longer there, but they still have their coaching staff that was there with Jameis Winston. Dennis Allen moves from the defensive side of the ball, though he'll probably still call the defense, to becoming the head coach. Carmichael, who was the offensive coordinator, who helped Sean call plays, who actually called plays when Sean was suspended, whatever year that was, for Bounty Gate, he was the guy who was calling the plays. So there's experience there.
Yeah.
And so if you're not changing the system for Jameis, everything's going to look fine.
Then from the Eagles' point of view, you look at the Eagles, they get next year's quarterback draft. Like when you're talking about, Jay, next year's quarterback draft is better. Forget about the Saints for a second. From the Eagles' point of view, they get another year. And I think Hurts has earned, let's take, not a lifetime job, but let's take a look for another year and see if this thing keeps going on the right track.
See, I don't know that they're doing it like that.
Oh, you don't think they're setting up for next year.
You can't prepare for next year, this year. Because we don't know what these quarterbacks are going to turn out to be.
No, but if Jalen Hurts works out, then you have extra drafts to build around him. If he doesn't work out, then you might take a quarterback. It just makes sense from the Eagles' point of view.
That may be true, but I'm saying they didn't do this trade with the idea of we're going to target a quarterback if it doesn't work out. Because who knows who would be Stroud from Ohio State. C.J. Stroud
Porter.
From Ohio State. Who?
Was it Porter?
From where?
I'm drawing a blank on it.
Porter.
I don't know who Porter is. But the quarterbacks, I haven't studied next year's quarterback class. I know C.J. Stroud is there. You still got the guy who transferred
from Oklahoma,
Bryce Young. Not Caleb. Yeah, Caleb. You still?
Yeah, I think he's 2024. Caleb Williams from USC will be 2024.
Spencer Rattler. That's who it is.
But look, the other thing is
if
you have draft capital next year, you can also always package that forward.
JT Daniels is transferring again. He went somewhere else. So you still got some
quarterbacks.
I don't know if they're good or not, man.
But they might be able to make a move. What they're doing is kicking the can down the road, right? Yeah. We're going to store up this draft capital for next year. If they don't like what they see next year and they need a quarterback, they can do that again.
I think that makes all the sense in the world. That's what they want to do. Start looking at building in the future because they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Can the two most disappointing teams in the NBA fix their issues before their championship windows close?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
One of the all-time greatest of the greatest, Magic Johnson. New documentary, They Call Me Magic.
So, Buck, this ain't that drama BS, that winning time. This real. This is my real folk.
Yeah, this is the real. Yeah,
it's the
thank
real
you,
one.
Key. Thank you, Key. I haven't watched one episode, so
me
I don't
either.
Know.
Can I just tell you how much I love that? Because the whole time, every morning Max comes in, he's like, have you guys watched Winning Time? I love it so much.
Well, here's the thing about Winning Time.
I'll get there.
And I read
it is a good show, though.
And
it's
I read
funny.
The book, and I and you know, for, by the way, the reason they made Winning Time is because the dude who said he wanted to make it a TV show was listening to me in, on LA radio talk about the book and was like, I want to make that into a show. I swear to you, the reason I was talking about the book on the air is I wanted someone to make it into a show so I could watch it. The bottom line is, it's not that it's perfectly accurate or anything like that. It's just candy, man. It's eye candy. The whole thing.
I'll get around to watching it. I just have, you know, I didn't make it an appointment to go and look at it. You know, especially when I know Magic's is coming out.
That's my thing. But knowing Buck,
his first.
But his is a doc.
Yeah, but
this is like a dramatized.
Somebody's making a dramatized version of your life, though, and you're and they're first to the market before you're to the market about your own story. You can see the sensitivity around.
And they're taking a lot of liberties with the show, obviously. But if you just look at it, like Lakers fans will like it. It's about the Lakers, and it's an account of what happened, even if not all the behind the scenes stuff is perfectly accurate. Especially the way the Lakers are playing now, man. If you're a Lakers fan. That's when I started watching the show. Lakers were losing again. I was like, let me watch this HBO show. Winning Time, not Losing Time.
No.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, speaking of the Lakers, they were supposed to play the Nets one of these years in the finals, right? It's supposed to be New York, L.A., KD, LeBron. That's what we were set up for. But neither team is holding up their end of the bargain. Let's start with the Nets. Here's KD on the injuries that have thus far seemed to derail Brooklyn's season.
To be honest, I feel like our season was derailed by my injury. So, like, I'm not looking at it as, like, we're just not a good basketball team. Just, like, wasn't a lot of continuity with me and Kyrie out the lineup. That's just what it is. When we all on the floor together, I like what we got.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what he mean by the season is derailed when they actually are in position for the play-in game. But I almost so feel like he's believing that, based on what he said, that they're not going to get out of, like, the first round or maybe the play-in game. Just listening, like, why would you say – and refer to something in past tense as if it already happened.
I guess because when he got hurt, they were number one in the East. It was January 15th where he had the MCL. And they were 27-15. And then in his absence, they were 5-17. That's when they dropped all the way back to the 8 seed. And that's when Kyrie wasn't allowed to play. It was all that chatter. And that's when James Harden, that's when everything with James Harden just started to go.
Guys, they were 27-15. With Kyrie playing halftime and James Harden, hurt, right? So there was every reason to believe at that point, when Harden gets healthy and the rules change, we're going to kill everybody.
But how could your season be derailed when you're still playing? So I'm having a hard time understanding that, right?
Like, well, I mean,
then you got AD on the other end in L.A. basically saying, well, our season is over as well.
Speaking of AD on the other end, guys, Magic Johnson was here on this show yesterday, and we were talking to him about the Lakers and what they do going forward, because it ain't looking good. The only real commodity they have, asset they have that has real trade value, because they ain't trading LeBron, is AD. So what do the Lakers do? Here's Magic's take.
I would love to see AD just be healthy, but he has to change things himself to be healthy, right? And so that's a move, Max. But I don't think with all that's going on, you have to stand up and say, you know what? I can take the heat, and I don't think they can take the heat on trying to trade AD.
Yo, Magic came in here spitting some real stuff. Did you hear what he just said? I would love to see AD healthy, but AD has to want to be healthy and do some other things differently. I think he's referring to, like, off-season training, man. Like, that's been a big thing around AD. People say he doesn't really put in the work to train. And why does AD's body look the same?
But his injuries.
It's always some soft tissue injuries, though, Key.
No. He, like, twists his ankle stepping on somebody's foot, right? I mean, he bumps a knee. I mean, it's stuff like that that has him on the sideline. So I don't even know if it's the off-season training, Jay. I just think it's more for me. When I see stuff like that, it's about the will. It's about willing yourself out there, even though it may hurt, figuring out how to get the necessary treatment to get back out there. And I ain't knocking basketball players or nothing like that, Jay.
But you're about to.
Man, I done seen football players damn near get decapitated. And they out there playing, and they shouldn't be out there. And that's I'm like, okay, you twist your ankle. All right, go in and get some treatment.
Guaranteed money changes a lot.
You know, for fans, like, I look at it, and I always bring up this example with you guys. And the reason I'm interested in this conversation before we move on is I think a lot of fans are looking at it like, wait, what am I supposed to think? So I go back to baseball in the 80s, right? You had Cal Ripken Jr., the all-time Iron Man, never missed a game. You had Eric Davis, sensational player out of L.A., played for Cincinnati most of his career.
Dodgers.
And Dodgers and then the Orioles, but he was, like, at his best in Cincinnati. Baseball lifer type, right? But his just connective tissue wasn't the same. Used to play 120, 130 games a year. Is there something about... To me, that's just it's also a physical thing. Cal Ripken's built different, but what you're saying is it's the way you take care of your body in the offseason, Jay, and key is what you're saying is it's the determination.
Man, get your ass out on the court. Get out on the court. Get out on
the court. He's hobbling around. Is he going to be any value to you?
And his value
Change your training staff there, Lakers. Get the right PT staff in there to get him back on the court.
So this all leads to the following question. The Nets have their issues. Harden's gone. Ben Simmons may have herniated discs. I mean, if he does, good luck with that. On the other side, in L.A., LeBron's getting older. He used to be a guy you could rely on to always be there. Recent years, he's missed time. AD, we just talked about chronically since the beginning of his career. Who set up better moving forward, Brooklyn or L.A.?
It's Brooklyn, man. That's not even
sure,
a question.
Yeah, just because now look. Brooklyn is set up, but I feel like the Lakers are like a Sunday. If we can't get rid of Westbrook's contract, and we got AD, and we got LeBron, we got the three scoops that's right there in the boat. Okay, now we got to just find some bananas and toppings to go around and get rid of the stale toppings that we got. The Tuckers and all, get rid of them dudes, man. Somebody take that off our hand. And our scouting department, which historically has been pretty good, we now need to go find
a Caruso banana and a KCP.
Yes, and start that thing all over again.
You could do that if you get AD to go to Chicago. You go back, you get a Lonzo Ball, you get a DeMar DeRozan. I mean, look.
Yeah, but why would Chicago do that?
Because he's from Chicago.
Yeah, but why would Chicago give up DeMar DeRozan and give up Lonzo Ball back
DeMar
to us?
DeMar would have to go to Chicago and say, look, I really want to go to L.A. And then Chicago.
Well, he does want to come to L.A., but why would Chicago, who's moving in the right direction, want something don't want?
Because if you have AD, and let's say he gives you 60 games a year, and you got Vucevic, and you got Williams getting better.
But he ain't giving us 60.
But Key, here's my problem. I can't even think realistic about that, though. Yeah. Like, we keep going back to, if AD just gives you 50 to 60, like, one out of every three games, he has a DNP. One out of every three games,
Do you need something special back for AD? Because that's the history of the league, is don't trade something special unless you get back something special. Like what Daryl Morey did.
But.
Or can you just take a bunch of useful pieces?
But do they think he's special now? Now that he's there.
When he plays.
So, but he's not playing enough to qualify as special.
So are you willing to trade him if you're the Lakers for pieces that aren't, like, Dr. Jerry Buss famously told Kobe when Kobe went to him, said, I want to be traded, right? Dr. Buss said, Kobe, you're a 4-carat diamond. I'm not trading you for 4 1-carat diamonds. How many carats is AD? And are you willing to? Usually, you don't want to break a dollar into four quarters in the NBA.
I don't think you can get the value back in return for the simple fact of, why do I want to take on a contract in a player that's in and out of the lineup to give you my guys?
So you got
to
keep him.
I'm saying. Like Magic said, you got the boat. There's the three guys, that's the ice cream. Now get the bananas and all the toppings. Go find those dudes. Go find the nuts. Go find the fudge. Go find it.
Jay,
it
shouldn't be that hard to find 3-and-D guys, right?
I don't see the Lakers competing for a championship anytime soon.
See, I think they could.
I don't.
If they just get...
Key, they're cash strapped, man.
Well, it doesn't matter. All those expiring contracts. Go get the dudes That's on expiring contracts with other teams that actually could play.
Last thing I'll say, Max, Russell Westbrook next year is going to be the highest paid player in the NBA.
He'll be a Nick. He'll be a Nick by next year. Watch.
Okay.
Mike in Virginia. You're on with Keyshawn. Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. I was just thinking, hearing Keyshawn talking about, you know, guys get out there on the court, you know, they're not as durable as perhaps they could be, and a lot of it's mentality. The secret is you got to follow what these guys over in Europe do on the soccer field. They got these guys that run out on the field with that magic can of spray. And they spray the leg, you know, where they just got kicked in the shin, or they spray the hip where they just got knocked to the ground. And all of a sudden, they're like brand new again.
Yeah, where's the magic spray? That's what AD needs.
What is it?
I'm such an idiot for not thinking of this.
What is it, deer antler spray?
Yeah, you got to just get magic spray.
Well, guys go out to Europe for other things, but...
We got to get in touch with Genie Bus right now.
All that stuff.
Why don't the Lakers have cans of magic spray? Duh!
We didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. 82
games is a lot, man. It's a lot of games.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, brought to you by Mako. There are scratches, there are dents, and unexpected natural events. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako and go to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. Guys, I've been following sports one way or another almost my whole life. I'm almost 50, right? So almost a half a century of this. Always, it's every list everyone talks about, it's always like, who's the players under 25 with the best chance to win a championship? Every sport, right? I don't think I've ever heard the following. Evan, take it away. This was Evan's idea yesterday. I never heard it before.
Old guys, we love them. Old guys, players 30 and over will win an NBA title or another title with their current team. So if they've already won a title with their team, they'll win another one. Let's start. LeBron James will win another title with the Lakers. Real or not real, Jay?
Not real. I'm trying. I don't see it. They're cash strapped. I don't think Russell Westbrook is an asset that you can move. I don't think they're going to move off AD. I think they're going to try to patch a lot of the holes. I see this team aging out.
Yeah, I think there's an opportunity there still because I shut up, man.
Still got the life vest on.
Man, I think that no matter what Westbrook has done over the course of the season, not playing well, the last month of the season has been pretty decent for him. He's getting better. Maybe you roll that into next year. You point to him and you say, this is what we need. You got LeBron. You try to get AD healthy. And then you go try to find your Carusos and find guys that's been, you know, helpful in the past for you.
I'm going to say real. LeBron James has such a skill set. He can age well. And Jeannie Buss is a chip off the old block. She's not going to sit on the Lakers losing for years and years. I'm going to say real. He's going to get another one with the Lakers.
Chris Paul wins a title with the Suns. Real or not real?
Real. It better be real this year. This is their best chance. Their best chance.
Yeah, it better be real. It better be real. Last year was their best chance. This year is their best chance.
I'm hoping it's real. Don't let Chris Paul retire without a championship. And he's got every year. It's like his best chance ever. Again, it's his best chance ever. You got to get it done.
Come on, point guard.
James Harden, real or not real, wins a title with the Sixers.
Not real for me.
Not real, man. I don't see the same blow-by speed, even though Joel Embiid's having an MVP year.
Not real. James Harden is going in the wrong direction, and he's never been a money-time player. And again, I don't take no pleasure in saying that, but that's what I observe.
Kevin Durant, real or not real, wins the title with the Nets.
I'll say real, because I think if Ben Simmons can come back next year with Kyrie, if they patch some holes, I mean, that's a lethal combination.
I'll say real based on what Jay just said.
Same, and by the way, don't let him and Kyrie get hot right now, because they could do it. I know it doesn't look good, but these two dudes, yeah, that's real.
Kawhi Leonard, real or not real, wins a title with the Clippers.
Does he play?
I literally was thinking that.
Does he play? When's the last time Kawhi Leonard played a game?
He's a fun guy. I think it was like last year playoffs. Right?
I'll give you this, incomplete.
Real or not real, he's going to win a championship with the Clippers. With the Clippers, Jay.
No, the Clippers are still, I mean, if him and PG ever get on the damn court together, this is a real chance.
Not real.
I'll say not real because the Clippers are a hexed organization.
The Clippers are the Clippers, and they'll clip again.
Yo, the
Clippers
are having a good year, man.
They've never been to a conference finals in their history.
Thanks,
Doc Rivers. But real quick, Ty Lue, that's a missed opportunity for the Lakers. He was handed to them, and they said, no, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Well, we got a championship out of it. Let's go, Evan.
Steph Curry, real or not real, wins another title with the Warriors.
Real. This dude's going to come back this year. Him and Clay, Andrew Wiggins, and Dre, it's real.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, it's real. They're not done. They'll get another one eventually.
Last one, Jimmy Butler wins a title with the Heat. Real or not real?
Not real.
I don't see it being real, and I like the Heat. I just don't see it with them.
why do I feel like Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley, he might not be the best or even the second best player on the team when it happens. I can't count those guys out.
That's the problem. I'm say, their best player.
But they, Pat Riley ain't going to sit on his laurels. They'll figure, if Jimmy Butler stays on the Heat, that's the big question. I think you're going to get one. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Real or not real.
Heard we got some callers.
Lorenzo in South Central.
Ooh.
Wants to weigh
in. Daddy, what's happening?
What's up, dog? Enjoy the show. As far as I'm concerned, and I think I speak for all Laker fans, ever since AD got that trade, got his money, got that chip, he don't have the will to win. He's really not built for L.A. And I've always been told coming up, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same result. This dude just don't work out, and he don't have that Mamba mentality to do it. Now, me, if I could talk to Genie, I would say, listen, fire Vogel, fire Palinka, bring Magic back, and let him run the show. Mm. Because when you sit down and you talk to these free agents, I mean, just think about it. If Max is the general manager and Magic is the general, who are they going to play for? I mean, come on, man. We about championships down here. It's been like that. It's going to continue to be that.
I
got to say, dude.
Lorenzo, I hear what you're saying, but what do you say to the fact that AD won a championship in L.A.?
He said he won a championship. He got his money, and he hadn't been the same.
Oh, I'm just trying to tell you, post-championship.
How do you come back each and every year, and your body looks exactly the same? Like,
everybody points to that. He's not running down the court getting hamstrings and muscle pulls. That's not it. He's twisting and turning and falling on the ground and bumping his knee. That ain't got nothing to do with the damn gym.
Yo, I'm just trying to tell you what
you
I'm hearing.
You can't strengthen
I'm just trying to tell you what I hear from people on the street. But Key, it's my thing though. Even if I don't need you, even if you come back and you look ripped and you look slightly bigger,
but that has nothing to do with his ankle.
Your lower body training, everything looks exactly the same the way it was in New Orleans, man.
I don't think you two are actually arguing different points.
Asparagus.
I was thinking about holding up, waving side to side, all dangling.
I don't think you all two are arguing different points. Like the kind of mentality that tells you I got to get in the gym and work on my body to be better for next year. Maybe the same kind of mentality that when something happens, you're like, nope, I'm gonna fight. You know,
if you're in there, and I believe that he is because he's a professional basketball player, professional athlete. Well, that he is in there working his tail off. Well, that's what I believe.
So why don't you think he when you're like, you just have to fight through it, why don't you believe he does that?
Some people built different, man.
Let me ask you a question. You got, how much does LeBron James spend on his body a year?
$1 million, famously.
Why isn't AD working out with LeBron James and his trainer every damn day? Yo.
But I don't know that he isn't. You would have more detail inside.
Because LeBron be posting who he be working out with every day. You would see it. You would hear stories about them working together. Come on, man. These guys build narratives for livings. Like, we see what the narratives are throughout the summertime. My thing is, if you have a guy that focuses that much on his body, why wouldn't you be like, yo, what are we doing today?
But AD doesn't have the type of body that's going to get shredded either now. He looked like a licorice. So when you straight up and down, that's just what it is. No, seriously. Everybody doesn't have a body that
asparagus.
Well, because it's like a long and it just, you know.
You hungry?
Those type of deals. No, I'm not. But he's like that type of. And I understand what Jay is saying, but his body is not like a LeBron. LeBron can do 30 push-ups and walk into the gym and look crazy like he's been working out all day long.
Yeah.
AD ain't going to do that.
Seven-footers, too. You got to be careful the way you work out because they wear different. Now, I don't think that means
what are you talking about?
In other words, you don't want AD doing the same exact stuff LeBron's doing because LeBron, like, AD is a giant.
No, he can still do
the same
thing.
He can do
the same thing? You want your center to do the same thing?
Hey, Max, I worked out with the offensive and defensive linemen.
Yeah, but you're kind of that size.
But no, I'm not.
Well, I mean, you're 6'4".
I trained the same specific things, except you remove the amount of weights. If you look at the video that Aaron Donald was doing, that's receivers and DB drills and running backs.
Kid, did Max just call you the same size as the O-line?
You know what I mean? He's not a 6 foot receiver. He's not a 6 foot receiver. He's a 6'4" receiver.
Max,
right?
You do the workout, then you go in the gym, you get up 500 made shots, you shoot it out. That's how you do it. Bro.
Yeah, Max,
Keyshawn,
Jay
Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Much more coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.